Hey, it's 10:03, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Spectacular Memorial Day weekend coming up. Rusty will be in studio tomorrow. I think you gave us our show, Miss Sandy.
You're not kidding. Big
deal. Swan song for conference title games. Listen, it's a new era and everything else. Why wouldn't it be a new era in that as well? That was 11-game seasons. That was 8 SEC games. They're going to go to 9 SEC games, still play an SEC title game. No friggin' way.
Exactly.
I mean, just like.
There's no reward for being awesome. You're literally penalized
for
playing
the game.
Okay, so
I get a week off, but I got to play, you know, one more game against LSU, Texas, or Georgia, or Auburn, or Alabama, or insert, you know, the best team in the conference that year.
Yeah.
Risk another injury. Basically, no break. Think about Georgia playing Georgia Tech and Brent Key in a 7-overtime game, and then they turned around and had the SEC title game essentially a week later, right?
After opening up with Clemson.
Right.
So they're out of conference.
And then,
so brutal.
And then if you don't win the game, you've got to play sooner rather than later in the playoffs, right? You get a little bit of time. But, I mean, it's just it's too much of a gauntlet, especially given what the SEC is, and the gap between SEC teams and everybody else because of NIL, there is no. You know, you remember the homecoming game? Vanderbilt, you just scheduled Vandy, their homecoming? Yeah, they beat Alabama and almost beat Texas. So they're no longer the homecoming game. So do you have another one in there? Ole Miss, yeah. No, they're actually projected to be in the playoff. You got another homecoming game? Texas, Oklahoma, they just came into your conference. So no way. I totally get it. We'll talk about that with Rusty tomorrow. Last night, if New Yorkers piss you off or make you angry, are those Knicks fans that's somewhat insufferable. I don't even think Yankee fans are that insufferable. They're okay. Met fans are kind of insufferable. But Knicks fans. Well, they are up 17 in the fourth. I watched this game. I saw Jalen Brunson go out with 5 fouls. I said,
with 43 points.
Well, yeah, well, he didn't have 43 yet, but he probably had 29 or 31 or whatever. And it was like, oh, because he was having one of those nights, Cindy.
Yeah.
If you were to say that Carl Anthony Towns goes for 35 or something, Brunson goes for 43 and you lose. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you can't lose that game. Like, these teams are evenly matched, okay? It's kind of like what Brad Stevens said about the Celtics-Knicks series. He said, when you blow 20-point leads, it may not catch up to you or you're, you know, at some point.
When you blow 20-point leads in your own building,
yes,
there's a different kind of dagger.
Right.
It's a different kind of dagger.
Even though you didn't get eliminated, like, unless you're that much better than a team, if you guys are even and you blow a game like that, the whole series shifts. So I look at Indiana and New York as even, and this was a game the Knicks had in their hand. They're up 17. They're up 14 with 2 minutes and 50. Just think about being in the building, paying $5,000 for your friggin' ticket because you're some, you know, wise guy hedge fund dude who's bringing his client, and you're up there drinking beers and having the time of your life at Madison Square Garden, pointing out, what's the dude's name who played Bob Dylan? Timothy Chalamet, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, what a great night. And then until it wasn't. And the moment that Halliburton gets a 1 out of 2 free throw by the Knicks, lead is 2. He likes to shoot a 3 to win it. He was not going for the win. He was going to the basket. He lost the ball. So then he goes back outside. And he hits a shot that looks like it won. It goes to the choke sign, which is what Reggie Miller did when he scored like 9 points in 30 seconds or whatever it was. Here he is after the game.
I wasn't like plotting on it or anything. I just, everybody wanted me to do it like last year at some different point. But it's just got to feel right. And it felt right at the time. If I would have known it was a 2, I would not have done it. So I think I might have wasted it. If I do it again, then people might say I'm like aura farming. So I'm not I don't plan on using it again.
Yeah, you can't use it again. It's fine. It works because they won in overtime, even though he went to the choke sign and everybody's like, okay, dude, a little early. He didn't win the game.
Yeah.
If they beat him in overtime, he looks kind of silly, right? If the Knicks win in overtime.
Oh, he's getting mocked.
Right.
Like you.
Should we grade the call on TV? That's a pretty good team, too. It's Kevin Harlan, Jeff Van Gundy. Who's the third one? And Reggie Miller. Thank you. Yeah, Reggie Miller. Sandra, how interesting to have Reggie Miller sitting there for that. And he did a good job. Like, he was not, you know, of course, he's rooting hard for the Pacers.
Yeah, he is.
Of course he is. So but he did a good job. Let's grade the call, the play-by-play call.
Halliburton. He'll take it. He'll backpedal a three for the win. And goal! He got it!
Reggie's just like,
oh, that evil
the
laugh.
Thing goes straight up in
it's
the
so
air.
Good for
it
him.
Goes straight up in
yes,
the air.
Yes.
And everybody's like, where's the ball? Oh, that was entertaining. All right, let's hear from Rick Carlisle. He says, I let that guy do whatever he wants.
Players can do what they want. And it's an emotional thing. This is a difficult time of the year. So it's not a big deal to me. You know, Tyrese has earned the right to do whatever he wants.
Yeah, meaning like the choke doesn't bother me. Like if you think, you know, you think he's an old school guy that's going to get annoyed by that, that's really smart, right? Like I'm not going to waste my energy. We just won a game in New York. Go do whatever you want. Here is Tom Thibodeau knowing you just absolutely may have cost yourself a trip to the finals.
Did you feel like guys got a little too loose in the final minutes offensively and a little sloppy with the ball?
Yeah, you know, the turnovers were costly. You know, so... and then they converted them into easy buckets, you know, so that sort of fueled their offense. That's what got them going again. You know, they started off the game, you know, in a good rhythm, and then, you know, we did much better as the half went on. And then, you know, down the stretch, we didn't do what we needed to do.
Yeah, I think I had the Knicks going to the finals, so I'll just raise my hand, not just because of the comeback. Pacers just come at you, man. They've got a lot of weapons. They play 10 guys. Knicks have no bench. I think Indiana's going to go home, and, you know, now they're playing with house money. I just like the way the Pacers play, and they've got the best coach, man. Rick Carlisle is an awesome coach.
And the Knicks spit on Trae Young years ago, so karma is a B. So let's go Pacers.
Yeah, so...
I don't know what y'all are doing. We're rooting for the Knicks here in Atlanta. It's annoying me.
All right, I'm sorry. Have you been seeing a lot of that?
Just here in this room.
What do you mean? I'm not rooting for the Knicks.
You can't root for the Knicks.
No, I don't root. I didn't put a bet on them either. I just thought that they had the momentum, and now they don't.
Minnesota at Oaks AC tonight, 8:30. That line is, you want to guess?
Seven.
7.5, Oklahoma City.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Oklahoma City should win that series. They were the best team all year long. And Anthony Edwards said they'll be fine. They're not going to win that series. Minnesota is not going to win that series. It's still Rudy Gobert at the end of the day. I know he is. Julius Randle's been awesome, but they're not going to win that series. There you go.
Okay.
Caitlin Clark in town tonight. I'm wondering, Sandra asked something earlier. Is this the first WNBA game that you've ever been to? 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Do you think that if Caitlin Clark walks through Phipps at 2:30 or Lenox Mall at 2:30, that there's a huge scene around her? Or
yes.
You do?
Yes, I do.
That she is,
first of all, she's not going anywhere by herself. She is.
Yeah, she's got security around
her. She's the face of. Yeah, you know, she's.
No,
it.
She's changed everything. She is literally.
Do you think she's going to the mall and getting no attention?
No, I think somebody will recognize. It's not maybe because she's somewhat diminutive. Like LeBron James can't walk into a mall, right?
Yeah.
I'd say there's 10 NBA guys, maybe more, you know. Who would get more a buzz? What's his name? Brunson walking through a mall or Caitlin Clark today in Atlanta, right? Who do you think? You think it's close?
I think it's Caitlin Clark.
You think so?
I might be biased. They're nodding their heads too. It's Caitlin Clark.
I mean,
absolutely Clark.
There's still an element of an NBA.
I don't think
superstar.
That's a good NBA. Like Jalen Brunson to me, I don't know.
Carl Anthony Towns walks through a mall. Nobody cares. Like
Anthony Edwards walks through a mall.
No,
Anthony Edwards and Caitlin Clark.
Anthony
right?
Edwards. Anthony Edwards.
Just more yeah.
I mean, the NBA is still the NBA. There's still some people.
But I'm just saying, like, Jalen is not as, like,
I don't know
recognize
Jalen's
Anthony Edwards.
He's an Olympic player. He's on the Knicks. He's on national TV every night. I think there's a lot of young, you know,
yeah.
I'm just going to say, let's just say young people, white and black, 13, 14-year-old basketball player. My son knows who Caitlin Clark is. He'd be way more fired up to see Jalen Brunson walk through than Caitlin Clark. But I think she's a again, I just said my son. I think there's no question that for girls who play sports and basketball, she is Michael Jordan. That's who she is, right?
100%.
If you play, if you're a girl playing sports, I'm curious what our listeners think, like dads or moms.
We just had two of our teammates here in Bo and Joe, and they both were nodding. It's Caitlin over. They didn't even hesitate. So I
Caitlin Clark walks through Colony Square right now. And Jalen Brunson walks through Colony Square. And those two over there are saying absolutely more buzz for Caitlin. Is that what I'm hearing?
I think 100% more. Caitlin Clark has more name and face ID amongst the general
average
population
Joe, yes.
than a typical NBA player. And to your point, Stake, there might be some people who are more interested to see Brunson, but there's probably more people who have an interest in Clark, I would think.
What you should not do is be logical. I'm just throwing, you know. That actually makes sense.
All I know is
people make sense and
they
disagree with me.
Joe, we don't do that on this show here.
Does he not see the name
save
on
that
the
for Andy and Randy. They do like real sports and real.
I mean,
he just
gave a really clear argument that she's just more mainstream.
I'm just saying, if you haven't been to an Atlanta Dream game, what they're doing, the star power here in Atlanta, and Ryan Howard, that building tonight, is get in price $25, go sit in the rafters and just kind of be a part of it.
Okay.
There's something special happening here too. So the
that's
fact that
cool.
Caitlin's here and it's at State Farm. What a great day. A new brand new floor is being rolled out tonight from the Cash App.
Girl.
It's gonna be sexy.
All right, when we come back, speaking of sexy,
now I'm getting texts from Day Day. He's gonna chime in with something logical about women's basketball.
Tom Cruise was on Pat McAfee. Also, who's doing Hard Knocks? Smoking Joe is going to talk about the Falcons. Both coordinators talked yesterday. He's going to try to be logical again and give us sports information.
No.
What did Day Day say? Does he have someone worth
Depends on what mall she's walking through. And I do think, Day Day, that is the line of the morning.
That's
Thank
good.
You, dear. You're exactly right.
There we go. Hey, tell us to specify.
Give us the mall.
Yeah,
give us the mall, Day Day.
Yeah. Perimeter
they stole
mall.
Our producer. Doggone you, Dukes and Bell.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Oh, Steak and Sandy enjoying a Thursday. I get Sandra for another half an hour, and then Rusty Manziel rolls in here. I was going to talk to Rusty. Maybe Daughter's Day. I got to check with Conti. Because my daughter's leaving for the summer in a week. She wants to come in tomorrow. And, I mean, after the performance of Rusty's daughter, if you didn't hear Kaylee Manziel, who, by the way, now is 0-for-1 on the road, right? She traveled to Missouri, tried to sign that off.
That's right.
That offensive lineman, right?
Uh-huh.
And it didn't happen. What's that kid's name? Anybody remember? He's not a dog, so we can't worry about him
I'm
going
to call him Jackson Can't Win now that he's going to University
of
Miami.
Oh, look at you.
It's Can't Win.
Jackson Can't Win.
Kaylee didn't bring enough money down there to Missouri, Georgia. Rusty, you in your pockets. You should have, nil it up for the dogs. Give her some money.
If you listen, Rusty, see if she wants to come in tomorrow. That would be a fun Memorial Day show to have the girls in and chat. But, she's 0-for-1. Took the trip down to Dog Nation, may not let her travel. It's like going to the NBA draft lottery and getting the worst possible pick.
Right.
Just standing there dumbfounded. There's no more awkward, dynamics than watching those NBA lottery guys when it's like, well, that was the Pelicans' worst scenario. They'll be picking sixth. It's like, you know.
They
like,
need to send Graf for the Pelicans. He'd be a good luck charm for him.
So
he would
funny
be good.
If he's walking around. He's listening today. I forget what he was commenting on. I don't know. Some nonsense. Graf's our buddy, friend of the show, part of the show. So we will get to Belly Up in a little bit, but Smoking Joe Patrick is here. And this is this like a standard thing at the end of are we done now with workouts? And OTAs, all that?
The OTAs are about to really ramp up here. In fact, I'm looking forward to, I believe next week will be the first time media gets to be out there to actually watch these guys on the grass. So that will be fun because we actually have not seen that since rookie minicamp.
Okay, and that goes till when?
Oh, it goes until right about early June, I believe. And then you get kind of the dead period before training camp starts, about 6 weeks.
So this is prior to that. So I was totally wrong. Prior to that, you have the coordinators come talk, right?
That's right. Yeah, we had all the assistant coaches really yesterday. But I focused a lot of my time with both the coordinators. Yeah.
All right, so what do we got from yesterday that jumped out at you?
Yeah, well, we can throw to Zach Robinson first. Of course, he's talking about the quarterback, Michael Penix.
Yeah, no, he's been awesome. I think, obviously, that next level understanding of everything is an offense, you know, from a run game standpoint and, you know, play action pass, and we're getting into a lot of our drop back concepts. But it's great for him to hear these things, you know, obviously year two going into it. And then we do have a decent amount of new stuff, too, that's keeping everybody engaged and fresh, too. So he's doing a great job. He speaks up in meetings when he needs to and when he feels like it's appropriate to talk to the receivers. You know, a couple times it came up even to this morning in meetings. So he's doing a great job.
I think that's really important stuff from Zach Robinson, him talking about speaking up in the meetings, especially with some of the new concepts that they're going to be implementing, which I'm sure Zach is really excited about implementing some of those new concepts. I also asked around Zach, the offensive line coach Dwayne Ledford as well, about him being left-handed. This is something I've heard from a lot of fans, and please don't ask me to ask these people this question again because they basically laugh in my face when I bring this concept up. It's basically not an issue for these offensive coaches.
Well, what's the question they want you to ask?
Well, they want to know, you know, do you have to, like, re-engineer the playbook around, you know, him being a left-handed quarterback in terms of the runs and stuff. And I actually talked to the assistant quarterback coach, DJ Williams, and he actually said it may be, there is some of that, but it's more of a problem for us, the coaches, than it is for the players. They pick it up.
Doesn't it just mean that his right tackle protects his blind side as opposed to his left tackle?
It is, but so what Dwayne Ledford has said is that with the team being in so much pistol and shotgun, it's not like the old days where you're completely blind to that side.
Right.
So the quarterbacks have a little bit of an idea of what's coming.
Yeah, listen, there's not any amount of time. Like, sometimes, like, you pay, like, you know, coach speak to, like, these off-season film sessions are really important. When you're the quarterback, all of it's important.
Mm-hmm.
What does he like to run? What do you see in this play? What would you like me to add into the offense so when we get back here in July, we've got more of that stuff? Mm-hmm. What are you most comfortable? Like,
exactly.
I mean, the quarterback job in the National Football League is unlike any position in all of sports in the world.
Yeah, and to have the dialogue that goes back and forth, the quarterback giving his opinions and thoughts about certain plays, what he's comfortable with, what he's not, that's when you really see quarterbacks start to elevate. And then one quick thing about Ulbrich, too, Jeff Ulbrich, the defensive coordinator, I thought that, you know, he talked about a lot, but I thought it was interesting. He said, you know, people kind of think that we still learn plays out of a thick playbook and we just kind of go page by page learning the plays. And that is not how it works at all in the modern NFL. These teams are so specific in terms of rules. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for what kind of rules are offenses trying to break that defenses have. And so for a defensive coordinator, it's almost, you know, like game. It's the game theory of like tit for tat, tit for tat. So you're kind of really, really getting into the forensics of it all in terms of trying to scheme up a defense. But I think they're all excited.
What does
about
that
it.
Mean, scheme up a defense? Like trying to understand that all the advantages are on the offensive side of the ball, rule-wise?
So what they're trying to do is the quarterback thinks that he knows what the defense is running based on certain rules that they've studied, and it's Jeff Ulbrich's, you know, it's his job basically to make the quarterback think he knows what he's looking at when he actually doesn't. And one other thing that Jeff Ulbrich, we kind of informed him during a scrum that of the tush-push vote, and you could kind of see his face drop a little bit. I don't think he's excited about having to scheme up that play. He frankly said, he's like, it's very difficult to stop. And I think the Falcons were, according to Adam Schefter, one of the teams that voted to ban it.
And they were very vocal. Raheem is not even, he's like, I don't want it, get rid of it. He's been
Well, the good
center.
News is the only time we'd see it is if we're in the playoffs, right?
Yes! Tell everybody what the playoffs are to the folks that are just tuning in.
Yeah, for
Falcons
those
fans.
Of you who are Falcons. Fans, that's,
yeah.
They have these extra games.
They're postseason,
the best teams have a chance to compete. All right, great stuff. Smoke and Joe Patch will be a part of the show as well. Let's do a belly up.
It was game number 49 for the Boston Red Sox, and Alex Cora said, I will not be there because my daughter is graduating. Game 49 of 162, okay? So he is catching it from a lot of folks up there. In New England.
You know what you don't do when you're the manager of the Red Sox? You don't spend time with your friggin' family. What the hell does that mean? I wish I could have been at my daughter's graduation, but I was up the street at Sully's getting loaded. What the hell is that all about?
Exactly,
so
right.
he his daughter graduating Boston College.
Oh, that's awesome.
And
yes.
He was very, didn't get angry about it, was very clear about his priorities.
I made the best decision for my daughter. And for those who don't understand, I'm not going to try to convince them. It is what it is. You know, I made the best decision for my girl.
It was Sanders sent the cut. It's about a minute and a half long, and that's it doesn't matter if he was there for game 49.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the NFL where there's 16 or 17 games. An NFL head coach cannot miss a game for a graduation. That can't happen in the NFL. Completely different in baseball. It's also, you know, you're calling plays in the NFL or everything else. That's never going to happen. It's up the street. He said the entire day was dedicated to her. Mm-hmm. There was not a minute that was not about her.
Yeah, and he said there wasn't a chance I was going to stay for a little bit of it and come back.
You know what reminds me of when I say, if you think we're going to break down the Braves in their 71st game of the year, as opposed to talking about things that are more, you know, mainstream, not sports related. My point is, baseball is different. 162 games. You're not going to do sports talk radio about all that stuff. And same thing for, like, your bench coach will be fine. They won the game.
They won.
Yeah, they
right.
won the game against the Mets.
Right.
And Alex Cora said, and here's the other thing for managers. He has leverage. He is absolutely, they were scared to death he was going to get hired. Remember his contract last year was like, Alex Cora is going to be done. And he decided to come back with the Red Sox. He has the leverage. And he said, I'm doing this and there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah. Good for you, Alex Gore. Good decision. So there's a little movie coming out this weekend called Mission Impossible.
I've not heard
you
of
probably
it.
Have
sounds it. Like it might be fun.
A guy by the name of Tom Cruise. So Pat McAfee is just winning at life. Lands Tom Cruise for 36 minutes.
God,
36 minutes. He is a bit long-winded, but
yes.
Okay. So I did think this was kind of interesting because you and I talked about this, that there's some clips of him sneaking into theaters and he's got a full thing of popcorn and he's watching with other folks. So they asked him about what is going on with the whole popcorn and your experience.
I love going to a movie and getting popcorn. I love, for me, it's just like comfort, you know. I love the comfort of a movie theater, and I love, like, you know, setting it up, and I'll see several movies, you know, on the weekend. I'll kind of chart my weekends for the movies, and, you know, I look forward to it, you know, like what these guys are throwing down, and it's inspiring to me seeing these movies.
He talked
comfort
about,
feeling.
He
okay.
talked about Sinners.
Yep.
He talked about Brad Pitt's movie about Formula One. He props everybody else up. He is like a really savant, almost on the spectrum of the way he talks about the world.
He's an excellent driver.
But dude, he talked about that stunt of him on the plane, which is so friggin' crazy. He did like 15 minutes about it.
He did it again two nights ago in Fallon in detail.
Yeah, it's hard to sit through that and. But just watching it, McAfee said it. There'll never be anybody like this guy.
Yeah.
What that guy is doing with these stunts and that filmmaker that he works with, and trying to top himself, and he did inspire me. I have not been in the movies in a long time. He did inspire me, which
you
is what
you
he's trying to
You should see Lilo
do.
And Stitch, which is equally as much chatter, y'all, for the kids. This Lilo and Stitch movie is going to blow
is
it out of the
true,
water.
Bo?
Yep.
Is that true?
Oh, it very much is.
Yeah.
The Braves were in town this weekend. Well, Lilo and Stitch is a great movie anyway.
The original?
The standalone. Yeah, the original.
Why is it so good? I'm being serious. Like, I haven't seen it. Super funny.
Well, Stitch is a fun character because he's an alien and he does all kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's
kids' movie.
So it's
a really well done.
And the music, the soundtrack to this is incredible because Stitch's mouth, when he opens, it plays music. Like, that's one of his superpowers.
I'm almost going to watch it. You know, I always think when I'm thinking of young people and kids.
I can direct you.
Sandra Golden
is like,
I always
think of you. Like peanut butter and jelly.
Yes. Sandra, she's always there for the kids.
That's right. I'm always,
always
here to get you
there.
Kicked off my plane.
Hey, when we come back, who's doing Hard Knocks? You're going to be psyched. Sports Radio 92.9. We've had a lively time of it. A lot of topics out there. Right, I give the four of us credit, Smoke and Joe. Where'd he go? He just left. Last segment, those guys disappear. I understand. But don't they need to help Bo answer three strikes from the same people that call us every day? I mean, those same three people.
We're almost to the end.
No.
Please.
So,
16
so
minutes.
We talked about and whether Caitlin Clark walking around Atlanta would be a bigger deal than Jalen Brunson. No question she's more mainstream in the world.
Right.
I don't know about, like, Atlanta and basketball fans and, you know, it is a, like, a 17-year-old African-American kid is going to get, boy, I would think is way more jacked up to see Jalen Brunson or Karl Anthony Towns or Anthony Edwards than seeing Caitlin Clark, right? And I gave my, or a white kid, like my son, 13 years old, I don't know how excited he'd be to see Caitlin Clark. But then there's everybody else, right?
Yeah.
That aren't basketball fans. There's like a 43-year-old woman that if she ran into Karl Anthony Towns, in a million years she wouldn't know who he is other than to think, boy, you're really tall. You should play basketball, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Meaning like, you know, most of mainstream, Caitlin Clark is unlike any sports story in history. How do I know that? Because women's basketball never put up numbers ever, ever, ever like what she's done and what she's done for the WNBA. So that was a great conversation. I mean, that was part of it. What else are we kicking around? Oh, this, you're educating me on this Milo and Stitch thing, which
it's
is
Lilo.
Lilo and Stitch. What'd I say, Milo?
Yes, I don't know who this is, cousin. So Lilo and Stitch, the first one was
Milo and Lilo. Hey, what's up, Milo? Sorry. I'm such an idiot. I mean, like, the amount of, yeah. So why is this such a big deal? Because it's the
first one was animated. This is live action, but they're saying this is the very best, like if you watch The Lion King when they brought it to life, I'm like, that's not
so
great.
Yeah, how was it?
Pinocchio,
see it?
Not great, terrible. Pinocchio. This is really going to be good.
So,
it's getting great reviews.
So Lion King live action.
No good.
Was with who? Was Beyonce in that?
No, they made them. They made it more. They took it from the cartoon to the graphics,
so
but there wasn't a human in it. But they
the
made
voices.
It.
I think Beyonce voiced Nala.
So why didn't it work? Didn't have the same.
It wasn't better than the first one. That's if you're not going to do it better than the first one, don't do it. So,
what about the Little Mermaid chick floating around? I used to love that song, Under the Sea and all that.
Yeah,
Little Mermaid.
Yeah, I didn't see.
They did a live action of that one too, right?
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, there is a live action one of that too.
So Lilo and Stitch is among the kids, but the music is a massive part of this.
So it's a musical?
Not only, there's a bunch of music in there.
Do you think I should take, if I tell the girls we're going to Lilo and Stitch and Bobby, the five of us, because this is our last weekend together until that we're going to be together.
I think
also.
They would like it, bro. You
is
would
it like, what? Talk to
you. You know, I'm not sure.
All right.
Because you don't have younger kids.
No,
they would
know.
Probably rather go see something like Sinners, I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, that's
it is going to be a fun movie. I'm actually excited to go see it how excited my daughter is.
I think the girls, if it's done well, would be excited. And how old is your daughter?
She's 11.
Oh.
She has Stitch all over her walls.
Oh,
in her bedroom.
Well, that's a no-brainer.
And Stitch is very funny. He's
so
very sarcastic. Like, you parents will get a lot of the jokes that the kids don't get, which I always like it.
I got you. Here's our three strikes, and then we're going to talk about Hard Knocks for a second. Favorite animated show or movie all time? Favorite animated show or movie all time? I always love hearing dudes like, I'm 65 years old. I love that Little Mermaid.
That guy's creepy.
Yeah.
So let's.
No, that Under the Sea song is a great song, right? Kiss the girl. You got to kiss the girl. That little crab talking. I like him. The item at a barbecue, when if done well, means you're in a good place or you get most excited. So going to a barbecue, the one item, if they do it well, gets you excited. We talked earlier, homemade potato salad, about homemade burger patties, not some dude flipping frozen patties on there, like a guy that really took the eat and paid, right?
Yes.
To knowing I'm at a great barbecue, what's the item, if done right? Means you're in a great place. What did you say earlier?
The ribs, because they probably started the ribs the day before or the night before.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for
good
somebody that
ribs.
That
husband does the best ribs ever.
Right. Do you know what the key is? Is it his
he
marinade?
He starts it approximately a week and a half. I have to hear about the ribs what the planning, and I need to take. I mean, we're going to do this, and we're going to have a seance, and then we're going to take them outside and pray over them, and then we'll put them on the grill. Then we'll take them off and let them set, and then there'll be apple juice involved and some beer.
Apple vinegar,
and then at what point
juice.
I'm going to ruin the kitchen because it is blown up with
does
mess.
Does he clean
and
it after?
Sandy cleans it, and then the ribs are so good 4 days later. Thank you.
He tells
delicious.
You that.
Love
right,
them.
Slow and slow. That's what it's all about.
Oh, does and messy.
Does he have a TV outside?
I will put one there for him tomorrow. Yeah. No, he doesn't have a TV outside.
All right,
outside.
So
yeah,
the other thing is with that, does he just do it off his phone, too, to see the temperature?
Yes.
Does he have the all? The, he There's does?
The whole thing.
Yes. He has the technology of the phone, right?
Yes.
So you can actually be in the house and be bouncing around and know how it's doing.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. The item at a barbecue that, if done well, will get you excited, and your favorite father-daughter time together of anything else. Because we're thinking, I just asked Rusty to bring in Kaylee tomorrow, assuming Mike Conti's okay with it, and Sophie will be here and be a fun Friday show, right? You think that's a good idea?
I think it's a great idea. Baby Sophie, man, you better bring your A game. Kaylee is the real deal,
well,
Holyfield.
Yeah. Kaylee will help host. Sophie will just be there to kind of be inspired, right? I want her to watch what a young woman who is moving up in the profession looks like. So she's not necessarily going
to
get
there. Are you trying to get Sophie to do this for a living?
I want her to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
She's obsessed, and she's incredible knowledge, but I don't know if she could present that way, but whatever. Let's not... Don't get too deep into it. Okay. I'm just saying it'd be a fun show.
Okay, I agree.
It's like a holiday show.
Yeah.
Favorite animated show or movie all time.
Mm-hmm.
The item at a barbecue, if done well, will get you most excited. Favorite father-daughter time together. It's a little different because favorite father-daughter with Sophie, for me, is going to be ball games. Favorite with Nola is probably a great meal, right? She gets so excited if I say we're going to dinner tonight. Planning the outfit, analyzing the menu, the breakdown, the analysis. I guess you'd think their dad was into sports and food. You know what I mean? I was like, where is this?
Apple doesn't fall far.
Where is this? You're talking about the apple for the ribs? The apple cider.
Apple cider, apple juice. Oi, 404-726-0929. Our 10 o'clock hour is brought to you by WiseGuysProWash.com. Get them. Go online right now. You can have it done tomorrow. You don't even have to be home. Your house is going to be beautiful.
Does he have neighbors? You guys have neighbors you could invite over once?
Oh, yeah. In fact, like, they request Larry's ribs. He is known for
these. I was going to say, otherwise he's just cooking for you. I mean, you got to add ribs of that attention.
No, and
you got to have multiple.
Oh, everybody knows about the ribs. He's famous.
And if they don't, he will tell them.
He will.
It's like your golf game. Everybody,
yeah,
just like your bracket.
Can't wait to hear about what you did on the 17th.
All right, what's going on with Hard Knocks that got you so excited?
Buffalo Bills, y'all, is going to be featured. So the leading up to the season, the preseason one, and you're like, wait a minute. They were in the playoffs. The NFL and NFL Films adjusted the rules. So the only rule that's in play is that you can't have a new head coach now. But Buffalo was all for it. Like, they were like, we'll do it and we'll gladly do it. But I think the one I'm even more excited about, y'all, is the in season. They're doing a division, the NFC East.
I was blown
away. Are you serious?
I was blown away. Tell me, Joe, if you agree. I know what it takes to do one of those Hard Knocks in terms of the production and all that. Last year, the AFC Central, was it, right? Steelers,
yeah,
Browns,
Ravens. Bengals.
Mm-hmm. Like, to do four different places in season, it's crazy.
So yeah, I mean, it's incredible. The amount
of resources.
Did you watch
that last year?
I didn't watch every single episode, but I know that they did it. Yeah.
It was...
That one in
keep
season.
Expanding. It's great.
And not only that, they didn't have to like make up dinners for them to go to because they went to those four teams.
I know, dude. It was like
so
Tomlin.
Good.
They go from Tomlin to Harbaugh.
Yep.
And then you got the...
And they take you through the playoffs. Like, they take you to the end of the season.
It was
my favorite one.
Mm. All right. Let's get some calls. All right. We need some new callers also. And I love the guys we're going to get.
I don't know if we need new callers. That didn't go well 2 days ago.
Listen, are you up for steak scrutinizing you? Just ask yourself if you're a man or you're going to be a scared little cap. You're going to be a scared little pussy cat, right? 404-726-0929. Mark the PI, what are we investigating today?
Oh, yeah, what do we got?
Here's your favorite resident PI. I'm in Fairburn today, Stakey and Sandra.
What are you doing?
Are
Who
looking
are you looking at?
Somebody who's like...
It's a liability case where a woman was involved in an accident with one of our clients, Swift Trucking, and no damage to the vehicle. Nobody requested medical. 3 weeks later, she's got Morgan & Morgan and got a $3 million lawsuit against them.
Oh, what's she claiming? She can't see? She can't...
What is
she claiming? Back, neck, and hip.
Would she just do a Peloton class? What'd you see her do?
Well, right now is day number one. I'm sitting here watching her house, seeing if she goes anywhere.
She pretty girl?
Yeah. Yeah, she's very attractive. And the good thing is she's very active on Facebook. So, you know, criminals are stupid.
Criminals are stupid. Here you go.
And you know what's crazy? I'm really going to miss y'all, but I'm going back in law enforcement in about 2 months. I'm going to Fayette County Sheriff's Office.
All right.
Oh,
well,
good
you're
for you.
You're not going to miss us. You just get us on the app. That's fine.
Well, yeah, I'll call. I can call her. You, right. You two are my favorite. You know, I love talking to y'all.
You're
you have
so
great
sweet.
Taste. You have incredible
best taste
good taste.
Ever. Mm-hmm.
Favorite animated show or movie all time?
Well, I heard you talking about A's. I'm sorry, but this is the original 101 Dalmatian.
The item at a barbecue, if done well, gets you most excited.
My wife's homemade crock-pot green beans. She puts everything in with it.
Favorite father-daughter time together?
Well, unfortunately, she's 22 years old now, but when she was growing up, it used to be daddy-daughter date nights. On weekends, we'd go to movies.
Aww.
I love that.
I love that.
Movies, date night. Love it. Hey, Greg and Ackworth, favorite animated show or movie all time?
Yeah, you got to go with the go. It's got to be Looney Tunes. I mean, classical music, cartoons.
Bugs
I mean, you
Bunny,
can't beat that.
Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, the goat. It's the goat.
The item at a barbecue, if done well, gets you most excited.
Sandy, it's the ribs, but you got to have the Mac, too. So, you know, it's just a combo.
Yeah, I like a good Mac and cheese.
Father-daughter, favorite time together?
Yeah, it would be snow skiing, sitting on the lifts and together and down the slopes.
That's a great one.
Wonderful thing.
That's a great
one. Good
for
you. That's a good call.
All right, Sandy, I'll see you next Tuesday.
Happy Memorial Day, everybody.
Have a great holiday.
Be careful.
Thank you, Bo. Thank you, Smoke and Joe Patrick. Tomorrow we got Rusty and Andy and Randy coming up next. Thanks for making the Steakhouse part of your day.